Hi, my name is Joyce Grant, and I'm one of the co-founders of TeachingKidsNews.com. Let's look at the story behind the story this week. So first of all, why did we choose it? Well, it's a big story. It's massive, and I would argue that it's one that goes beyond Ontario and goes beyond Canada even. You know, it's about power. The power of the government versus the power of the courts. Who gets to make the laws that we all have to follow? It's also an ongoing story, and we're going to be hearing about this in the coming weeks and months, and at TKN, our job is to make sure you have the background information you need so that when you hear about it on the radio and on TV and on the internet, you understand what's going on. One other thing I want to mention here is about bias. Now, as a human journalist, of course I'm biased, and although we journalists try to write every story in a way that's unbiased, it's impossible to do that. And at TKN, we do lean a little bit to the left. And of course, Doug Ford leans a bit to the right. So as hard as I try to keep my bias out of my writing, it's probably in there. But there's a cure for that. And it's basically in the reader's hands. You need to get your news from lots of different sources, not just us, and not just from sources you always agree with. You know, read an article from a newspaper that has a different point of view than you do. See what they have to say. It doesn't mean you have to agree with them, but it does mean you may just find yourself hearing a wider and better range of facts. So do get lots of sources for your news. So that's with this week's story, and we hope you enjoy it. And we also hope you leave a comment on our Facebook page. Thanks for listening.